The Burt Show.
In Burtopia, my made-up city, my made-up island, my made-up country, whatever it is, this is a real thing that when you are on a flight, you okay?
I'm sorry, that was my coffee.
I thought you gave yourself a concussion.
Nah, it was
I've done that.
It was the mug. It wasn't my face.
I hit my head, my forehead on the mic before.
Didn't it hurts,
had to give myself a standing eight count.
I've done
I don't
it
know where I was. Anyway, so this would be a real thing. If you were on a plane, I would have engineers create what was the urban legend that there are flights that could put dust in the air. And when you passed gas in the plane, the dust would turn a specific color over that person so you could tell who was passing the gas. That would be a real thing in Burtopia because it drives me crazy.
Like when you're in the pool, everybody, like they told you as a kid, if you pee in the pool, it's going to change colors. Everybody's going to know you peed. But that's
I think you should be arrested if you fought on planes.
I mean, I understand it's a health thing. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. But I'm getting to a point, and I told you guys, I did get to this point some time ago on a flight where somebody was passing gas so badly that I did that passive aggressive out loud thing. Like, whoever's doing that, please stop. Please stop. And I knew who it was in front of me. I knew. I was just making a judgment, right? Same thing happens this weekend. This is before we even take off for Chicago. We are sitting in our Delta seats. And, man, this is before we're sitting there just on the runway, and I could smell it. Now, it's only an hour and a half flight, so I'm like, oh, God, but this is how the whole thing is starting. It was so bad. And I looked at Amanda, and I'm like, who do you think it is? And she's like, that's so bad. It doesn't even smell like a human fart. It's so bad. She's like, I think there's something chemical going on in the plane. It's that bad.
And you can't even blame it on altitude because you haven't even taken off yet.
Right.
You can't even blame it on the pressure, the cabin pressure.
What's going on in this plane that the gas is so bad that it can't even smell human-like, that it's a chemical, and I'm the only one around, and Amanda's the only one around that can smell it, right? So we take off, and sure enough, it goes... The smell goes away, and then it comes back. So it's clearly gas that we are stuck with for the next hour and a half, and it is in our section.
Ugh.
And it is really, really bad.
Rancid.
So at some point, she realizes when she looks down that the people across from us in the same row brought two French bulldogs on the flight.
It's doggy farts.
And this dude knew exactly what was going on because he looked at a man and he gave the shrug like, I am sorry.
The Michael Jordan shrug.
Yes. Now, I could only see one of the French bulldogs. It was so cute. I didn't realize he had two on there. They were both under the seats. And if you know anything about bulldogs, they are the gassiest of the dogs. And he had two of them on there.
Letting them go.
They were nervous. They had a little upset tummy. Can't hate on the bulldogs.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. And I'm a dog person. I have three dogs. I love them. But that is, I don't know how you fix that, how you prevent that. But that is not fair to your fellow airplane passengers. That they have to be subjected to rancid dog farts for 90 solid minutes. Like, that's torture.
Dude, it was terrible.
You should be able to get some sky miles behind that.
People complain
about anything.
But I was, actually, I was, like, way cooler about it knowing they were dogs rather than humans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Cassie, so it's a creepy thing that happened. Is it a sign from the universe, though?
I love hearing about when people say they got signs, but half the time I like to logically think, I'm like, is it a sign or is it just a coincidence or a random thing that happened that you are assigning value to because of what's going on in your life? So I was driving in my car the other day and it was nighttime and I was listening to an audiobook. I forget where I was on the way home from, but I was listening to an audiobook and that's important. Like, it was linked up to my Audible account and that's what was playing. And I'm on the highway and I start thinking about my mom. My mind is wandering and I kind of start tearing up and crying because for some reason I got to stop doing this, but I keep thinking about the future. And I was just like, thinking about like her funeral and the day she passes. And so I put on cruise control because I'm starting to cry. And I'm like, you know what? And my car has lane assistance. So it kind of keeps you in the lane and it'll go around curves and stuff just as an added safety feature, right? Just to keep everyone safe before I have to pull over. And so I double click like the steering handle thing down to do cruise control. And all of a sudden the music turns off my audiobook. I have not touched anything else. This handle is not linked to the volume, to the dash, in any way, shape, or form like that. But I click it down twice, and then this starts playing. Seasons
don't fear the reaper. Oh, God.
Don't fear the reaper.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. By Blue Oyster Cult. And so, don't fear the reaper. And so, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, is this a sign? Because I've weirdly been smelling my grandmother like quite frequently lately when I flew to Houston for my mom's like procedure. And you know how like if you go to your grandparents' house, there are just smells that are just associated with specific places or specific mm-hmm. people, like her laundry detergent, which is she's from the UK. So it's a very signature scent, like just on and off over and over again, all these different smells that are, you know, her making toast and tea in the morning in her kitchen, in her house, like random. So I hear that and I'm like, oh, okay, this is very weird. I've got a little bit of comfort, though. Like, don't fear the reaper actually made me feel like, okay, well, I don't need to be worried about anything. This is the universe giving me a sign. And so then I'm driving, and then I'm, like, thinking, I'm like, wow, that's, like, a really lovely thing for the universe to give me. What a gift. And then I hear this.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
It was what? The SNL More Cowbell skit of Don't Fear the Reaper with Will Ferrell.
What is happening?
Oh, damn.
Yes.
Wow.
So it's like, more cowbell, more cowbell. And they're hitting the cowbell. And I'm like, what is going on? So now I pull over because I'm like, I am so distracted. I cannot be driving. I need to stop this.
Your grandma's got jokes.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to hear more cowbell, more cowbell. Like, I'm trying to be in my feels, one with the universe. And Will Ferrell, dunk, dunk, dunk. So I pull over and I open my apps, like on my iPhone, and I, you know, swipe up and I just start closing all of them. TikTok is not open. Instagram is not open because I thought maybe something happened and it just, I don't know, flipped into the app and started playing. You know how sometimes mm-hmm. it can do that? They're not open. And you know when you close an app while sound is playing, it just cuts off uh-huh. immediately, the sound? It didn't do that. I closed every app and it was still playing and it faded out slowly.
What?
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And then it happened again another day. Same thing. No apps open. No cowbell this time, but Don't Fear the Reaper started playing again
the
in the
Saturday
car.
Night Live version or the Oyster Cult version?
Just the Blue Oyster Cult
what
version at another time when I put it in cruise. It must be something. I'm wondering if somebody built it into the car as like a joke or something into the software, but I did it again and it started playing again. And again, I pull over. TikTok's not open. Instagram's not open. Facebook is at no social media platform that would have video is open and it fades out instead of cutting off when I close out all the apps.
Something is messing with
you. Most bizarre, right?
Yes.
The Burt Show.